He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is May the 20th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's pull the markets up here, see how they're doing so far this morning. It looks like we're off to another down day in the market. Is there a baseball game we can go to today?
I hope so.
Yeah, something, anything. God, what the heck is going on? We just can't get any traction in the markets here so far this year. Right now we have the Dow down about 66 points right now. We have the S&P 500 down about 6 to 7 points right now. We have the NASDAQ is down 19 to 4,106. We have that Dow at 16,450. And of course the S&P 500 is now at 1879. We have gold at 1296. You know, I did a little studying. You know how much it costs to get gold out of the ground for these gold miners?
No.
$1,300 per ounce.
Oh, man.
So they're breaking even.
Yeah.
Isn't that frustrating? You find a big nugget of gold and you say, look it, Eureka, we broke even. One of the problems with the gold miners right now, crude oil is at 101.93, black gold, which I prefer to the white gold, or the gold right now. Euro is at 1.37, good time for a European vacation. 10-year bond, and this has, of course, been a real surprise so far here in 2014, is the cost of interest rates, 2.53 on the 10-year. That has the market worried. What does the bond market know that the stock market doesn't know? So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, I don't know what's going on with the markets here. I know we have martial law in Thailand. That's never a good thing. You know, they hope they're looking at a military coup over there. You have turmoil in a pretty big country, pretty big economy. Markets never like that. Gold's responding just a little bit here today, not much. As I said, I was reading an article here that to find new gold, what brings this conversation up is John Najarian, who's one of the traders on CNBC, he was recommending an option play yesterday on a gold mining stock. And Stephen, do you have the best stocks now up right now? Just for fun, go to the sectors, the sector rankings, and see where the gold miners. Scroll way down to the bottom.
Yep, they're right near the bottom.
They're at or near the bottom. The gold mining stocks have just not been a good place to be invested. And when I saw Najarian recommending an option play on a gold miner, I thought, I don't know, why would you want to buy into the worst sector in the market right now? Why is it one of the worst sectors? Well, there's a couple of reasons. I read a couple of startling statistics on gold. You know, if you go back over the last 20 years, the discoveries of new gold, major discoveries of like several million dollars, have decreased from like 26 per year to like 17 per year. This is over the last 20 years. To like 5 per year. And you know how many they had last year?
How many?
0.
Wow.
So, you know, finding new gold is not easy. Passing around the gold that has been found. Now, in the long run, you would think that would make gold worth more. Because there's only so much gold in this world. And in fact, if you put all the gold in the world in a swimming pool, you'd have all the gold in the world in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. That's how rare this precious metal is, but yet it's been a very, very poor investment here over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, and over the last 5 years. Pull up a chart of gold just for a minute. GLD. Let's just take a look. You see that? I mean, that's really, really boring. Pull up a five-year chart of gold there. Take a look at the five-year chart. What's it been doing since? When did it peak?
When did it peak? In about 2011.
Yeah, early 2011 at almost $2,000 per ounce. And what has that trend been since 2011?
It's been a downtrend since then.
Yeah, it's been in a downtrend since then. Despite all of the cries and all of the calls for a falling dollar and the hyperinflation here in the United States, no wonder Peter Schiff was so grumpy at the Las Vegas. I just reached out my hand to say hi and introduce myself and welcome him and invite him on my show. And he did give me his business card, but, you know, he wasn't real friendly towards me. That's all I can say. I think the best example I could use would be like a Boston Red Sox fan meeting a New York Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Imagine a New York Yankee fan at Yankee Stadium in line to get a hot dog, and all of a sudden a Boston Red Sox fan cuts in front of him, you know, in the line.
Oh, man, that's trouble.
That would not be a pretty sight. In fact, I used a picture one time on my newsletter of a Boston Red Sox fan. They were in line. One was in one line and one was right next to him in line, and they had shirts. Mm-hmm. And one was like, the Red Sox are the great Satan or something like this. And the other, they just don't like each other. And I kind of got those same cold pricklies from a Peter Schiff, and I can kind of see why. You know, he's a big gold bug, and he's going to stay with his mantra. Now, at some point in time, we are spending more than we can take in. All the gold in the world would fit into an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And it's getting harder and harder and harder to find big deposits of new gold. So if you're a gold miner, if you're in the gold mining business, man, this is a tough. It's worse than the tuna industry, trying to find those tuna in a... We can't even find a what was that plane that went down off of Indonesia, Malaysia? That was a big one, right? It wasn't like a little Piper Cub Cessna plane. It was a huge plane. We cannot find that plane for the life of us in that big ocean. Imagine finding a yellowfin tuna, which over the weekend, believe it or not, here in San Diego, this is May, they caught the first yellowfin tuna, which is unheard of. It was about 100 miles out. Now, I don't know if he was lost. Left behind. Usually they don't travel by themselves. We are about 4 months ahead of our weather pattern here. But my point is finding gold in the world is about as hard as finding this airplane that I don't know that it will ever be found. You know, maybe when they find Amelia Earhart. Of course, Glenn Miller was another one. Glenn Miller went down over the English Channel. The famous big band orchestra guy, and they don't know, really don't have the answer of what became of him or his plane. A lot of theories out there, but gold has gotten as tough to find as some of these great mysteries that have plagued the world for years. And I read that it costs $1,300 per ounce to get an ounce of gold out of the ground. And what's the price of gold today?
Almost $1,300.
$1,300 per ounce. So, you know, there's a problem there. And so, you know, I'm just, for that reason, I've had no gold exposure. Have we bought one gold stock since during that downtrend in 2011?
No, we haven't.
Not that I can remember. Barrick Gold, Newmont Mining, some of the gold miners that were soaring back in 2009, 2010. But ever since then, it's been just a major consolidation. Another interesting article that I saw today, I saw one article that's comparing this election of Modi. Modi is the new leader of India. The Gandhi family was the old leaders of India, and the Gandhi family was very big on social justice and social programs and whatnot. It may have helped a lot of poor people, but it didn't help the poor economy in India. And I see one writer, well-known writer, comparing this election of Modi replacing Gandhi to the election of Reagan replacing Carter, Jimmy Carter. That, of course, when Reagan took over the country from Carter, our economy was in a mess. We had high inflation. We had high interest rates. You just got a home loan. What, you know what rate you're paying?
4.5.
4.5. Okay, back in the Carter era, it was 15-16%. Okay, ouch. Do you know what your payment would have been at 15-16%?
I wouldn't have a house.
No, I don't think you would have. You'd have still been a renter.
Yep.
You'd have still been in that tent that I loaned you. Anyways, they're comparing this election of Modi from the Gandhi regime, and they're saying, is India on the cusp of a Reagan-style boom? Let's just take a look quickly here at how the Indian markets are doing today. INP is the proxy I've been using. It's an India ETF. Well, it's flat today, but I think that India move has some legs, and we talked about it at length yesterday. When we come back, we got a couple of best stocks now to talk about. Sexy, glamorous stocks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, always. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Stephen Gunderson.
It's the Best Stocks Now, Radio R.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The Bill Gunderson, professional money manager in San Diego, along with another Gunderson. Imagine me hiring a guy that has the same last name as I do. What a coincidence.
What are the odds?
Yeah, what are the odds? Steven Gunderson here on sitting next to me, helping save my voice a little bit. Boy, I use my voice a lot. This is my 20th year of doing a radio, and in about 9 minutes here, we've got to go live on the local television channel to give them a two-minute segment. And here's what we're going to talk about today on the TV channel. We're going to talk about a sexy, glamorous stock. Look, last year was all about social media. Remember that cure for hepatitis C that Gilead up with? And, of course, Illumina being named the smartest company in the world and this and that.
Yep.
Well, that was 2013. And this is 2014, and it's a completely different market. No longer are the high PE, glamorous, high-flying stocks leading this market. Instead, pull up a chart just for a minute.
Okay.
You know which one. Look at that chart.
Wow.
Okay? Does that look like a biotech from last year?
It does.
It looks like Illumina looked last year at this time. Only this isn't the chart of Illumina that we're looking at. We're going to the high-tech town, the Silicon Valley of the Midwest, Omaha, Nebraska. Now, Omaha, Nebraska is famous for a value investor, the Wizard of Omaha, Mr. Warren Buffett, who runs his Berkshire Hathaway fund from Omaha, Nebraska. But not too far from Omaha is another company by the name of Union Pacific Railroad. Here we are in the day and age of social media. I mean, my son's always using these words that I've never heard of. He's splunking and he's twerping and he's tweeting and he's what else? Instagram.
Posting.
Have you ever ridden on a train?
Yeah.
Yeah, Disneyland.
A couple times.
Yeah, Disneyland. He's never ridden on a train.
Not a real train.
If he was going to go to Chicago to see the Cubs play, you think he's going to take the train? You know, actually, I looked into taking the train to St. Louis. You know how I don't like to fly and all this and that. And I said, you know, I think that'd be a fun train ride. It costs twice as much as flying.
Yep.
And it took 3 days. I said, you know what? There's got to be a little pill I can take to help me get on that airplane. And we got on the plane. I didn't need any pills. And we got on it. We did fine. But the train is a slow way of going. Why then would train stocks be flying higher right now? Well, it's about this fracking boom here in the United States, which is not only boosting our economy, but we don't have enough pipelines here in the U.S. And we're hauling this oil the old-fashioned way, by train. And I don't know if you have your app with you. We've added a new little feature. Douglas, I told Douglas, who's the co-developer of the app. Hey, Douglas, you know how we used to play Strat-O-Matic all the time, baseball, and we had all-stars and everything?
Yeah.
Look at that. When you pull up Union Pacific on the app now, you'll see three trophies across the top.
Yep.
This is a Gunderson all-star stock, which there's not very many of. Why is Union Pacific a Gunderson all-star stock? Well, let's begin. How big of a stock? How many billion dollars is this company?
$88 billion.
Okay, it's an $88 billion company, which makes it a large cap stock. Do you think a conservative retiree, this is appropriate for someone like that? Yeah,
definitely.
You know, it's not a biotech with the lab and no products and just a few microscopes and hoping for something.
Not waiting for the FDA to come in and tear them down.
Yeah, I mean, Union Pacific. I'm not recommending this. I'm giving it as an example of a best stock now. Not only a best stock now, but an all-star stock. Pays a little bit of a dividend yield, 1.9%. Which, again, I would take any day of the week, a stock paying a 1.9% dividend versus a U.S. Treasury, which is paying about a 2.5% yield right now. The stock has a pretty decent valuation right now. It's trading at 15.8 times forward earnings. You know, this is a market that wants that 10 to 20 area. It doesn't want 250. It doesn't want 97. Last year, that wasn't a problem. This year, it's a problem. Wants low PE. Union Pacific is expected to grow by 14.8% per year over the next 5 years. What does that make that PEG ratio come in at?
1.07,
which means it's trading at a slight premium, just a slight premium to its growth rate. But, you know, as a growth investor and as a value investor and as a momentum investor, which we'll talk about here in a minute, I don't have a problem with the PEG ratio of 1.07. Now, here's why Union Pacific is an all-star stock. Okay, over the last 10 years, what's the market done?
5.6% per year.
That's the S&P 500 has averaged 5.6. So go out and buy an S&P index, and that's what your average has been over the last 10 years. By contrast, what has Union Pacific delivered?
23.6% per year.
Okay, now I've had a little sixth grade math. I would say that's about four times the returns of the market. How about the last 5 years, what's the market delivered?
15.7, while Union Pacific is at 35%.
Okay, wow. That's more than double the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, if we go back to 1 year ago today, the market's up 12.9%. And during that same period of time, what's Union Pacific up?
25%.
Okay, I call that double the returns of the market. No wonder it's an all-star stock. When we take a look and rank Union Pacific's returns, long-term, intermediate-term, short-term, against all the other stocks in the market, which we track about 3,900 right now, what kind of performance grade does this stock get?
It gets an A,
all right? That's pretty doggone good for a railroad. You know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a semiconductor stock, a cloud stock, a social media stock, a biotech stock that has given the kinds of returns that Union Pacific has given. And in fact, Union Pacific has beaten its cohort there in Nebraska, Warren Buffett, by a wide margin too, as far as returns go. Now, remember that movie Moneyball? Did you ever see Moneyball?
Oh yeah, great movie.
Great movie. Okay, they came up with a new way of analyzing baseball players. What do they call it?
Sabermetrics.
Sabermetrics. Different way of looking at baseball players, okay? Things like, on-base percentage. What
were slugging some? Percentage.
Slugging
war,
percentage.
Wins above replacement.
Wins above replacement?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one.
That's one of the biggest ones.
That's WHIP. Is that WHIP?
No, that's walks plus hits per inning
pitched. Okay, all right. So it's a way of looking at Well, we look at stocks. We've changed the way. At least I've changed the way. I look at stocks from a value point of view, from a momentum point of view, combining the best of both of those worlds. And we look at a chart, and what does that chart show? New highs.
New highs.
New all-time highs. Out of 3,838 stocks, where does Union Pacific come in?
Number 63.
And it's a stock we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Steven Gunderson.
We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Okay, and we are back. We're going to get this transition down. It's a little difficult right now. The news was late getting to me, so I had to sit and wait for the them to get through. They were talking about Happy Meals at McDonald's. You still get a Happy Meal, Stephen, from time to time? The toy, you know, he gets them for the toy. He still likes the toy.
Yeah.
Throws away the hamburger. But we just talked about Union Pacific on the air with the local Channel 6 here with the anchors. And I talked about, hey, this is one of the great stocks of our decade. It's really, really crazy that in a day of social media and Twitter and Instagram and GoPro cameras, which we now have in our office here, which we're, believe it or not, you know, GoPro's going public. They announced yesterday that they're going to do an IPO, GPRO. How big is that camera's about half the size of my phone.
It's smaller than that.
It's almost broadcasting high-def video to the Channel 6 studios about 20 miles from here. What an amazing invention.
It really is.
And these GoPros, you know, during the fires here in San Diego, they were attaching them to drones. You can buy your own drone. Yes. Ask, what do you want for Christmas? I want a drone. Fly it over my neighbor's house.
With a GoPro attached to it.
Yeah. And they're getting these shots of fires, and it's just an amazing invention. And a GoPro will be going public here. They announced yesterday it was invented by a guy up in the San Mateo area. And we're the beneficiaries of this technology here at Gunderson Capital Management. Okay, we're going to talk about another, I mean, just a thrilling, exciting, sexy, high-tech cure for this type of stock here. It's called Old Dominion Freight Lines. You know, I recently went to the Las Vegas Money Show. You've driven up that 15 a few times.
Oh, yeah.
You ever get behind a slow-moving truck?
All the time. It happens literally every mile, it seems like.
It's a two-lane highway to Vegas. I think California keeps it that way. So people stay in California and go to the California Indian casinos instead of fighting the traffic to Vegas. But inevitably, you'll be coming up on a couple of trucks, and the other truck will move over into the fast lane to pass the other truck.
And it's going the same speed every time.
Yeah, maybe 2 miles per hour faster. Okay, one guy's going 50 and the other guy's going 52.
Yeah.
And so you're zipping along at 80, and all of a sudden you got to slow down to 52 until that other truck gets around the other one. And I was going to Vegas here, and I looked up, and it said Old Dominion Freight Lines. And I said, you know what? When I get home, I'm going to sell that stock. Oh, man, he blocked me off. I am so mad. But this has been a great, great stock over the years. In fact, remind me, I'm going to tag it as a Gunderson All-Star.
Yeah.
When we get done here with the show, why is it a Gunderson All-Star? Well, let's take a look here at the stock chart first, okay? I like to begin with a healthy stock chart. It's a good place to begin. The gold miners, we talked about, not a very healthy stock chart. In fact, pull up GDX just for a minute. GDX is an ETF that covers, that has gold mining stocks in it. I hate to keep ripping on the gold miners, but that is a terrible chart.
It is.
Terrible. And I heard John Najarian or Pete, one of them, who used to, you probably don't know this, he used to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers football.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a few too many concussions. I don't know. But GDX looks like a terrible chart. And he was recommending buying options on the gold miner, gold mining stock yesterday. I would come back and say, you know what? Take a look at Old Dominion instead. John, it's down in your neck of the woods. They're in North Thomasville, North Carolina. And I know there's got to be a story there because there's a famous furniture maker in the same town called Thomasville. You've heard of Thomasville furniture.
That's right.
I mean, kids nowadays don't buy Thomasville furniture. It's kind of, it's kind of a different type of generation. It's more of the classic furniture than this mod Art Deco stuff that we have today. But there's got to be a story there with Old Dominion and hooking up with Thomasville to deliver the goods and the furniture. And boy, has it been a great stock over the years. In fact, if anything, the performance of Old Dominion has been a little bit better than Union Pacific, which we just talked about. Over the last 10 years, again, the market's delivered 5.6% per year. What's Old Dominion delivered?
23.9%.
Okay, you know, hey, I wish when I 10 years ago, I would have said, I'm just putting my entire retirement account into Old Dominion Freight Lines and Union Pacific. Would have done all right. 25, you're doubling your money every 2.5, 3 years at that rate. You'd have doubled your money 3 times by now in the last 10 years. Obviously, no guarantees going forward that these companies will continue to deliver these kinds of returns. But you know what? Hey, when a guy's coming up to bat and he's got a lifetime average of 312, wouldn't you rather see him coming to the plate than a lifetime average of 198?
You'd expect him to get a hit better than the other
guy.
Yeah,
I mean, the probabilities of him getting a hit are much higher than a weak little, like this guy on our team. I won't want to mention
it. Yeah, don't say his
name. No, we have a utility infielder that's 5'6".
That's generous.
Yeah, that's generous. That his lifetime average is way down there. And, you know, hey, I like performance, okay? Old Dominion over the last 5 years has delivered 37% per year. Now, that's doubling your money every 2 years at that rate. The market's delivered 15.7. Over the last 3 years, Old Dominion's delivered 37.2. And over the last 12 months, Old Dominion's up 45%. Market's up 13. What kind of a performance grade does that give to?
It's another A.
Another A. That's a rare bird. That's the top 7% of the stocks that I track. Look at the momentum grade.
It even gets an A.
It gets an A momentum grade, meaning it's one of the strongest stocks in the market right now. And I know if you're listening to us on KDAO in the Silicon Valley and you're driving to work at your high-tech job today, and you've got me talking about Old Dominion Freight Lines, you're probably flipping the channel to the sports channel about now. Oh, this guy, talking about an old trucking stock. Well, you know, in 2008, the market got slaughtered. Market was down 39%. Old Dominion was up 23% that year. It was even trucking in a down market. And I think that our KDAO listeners and maybe even our Minnesota listeners, they've got their little Silicon Valley up there, Eden Prairie. Atlanta's got its share of high tech. We broadcast in Miami. It's got its share of great companies down there. But I think most investors don't realize that there's some of these great stocks that fly just underneath the surface of the market. They don't make the headlines. They don't have breaking news with FDA approvals. They don't have a new technology that changes the way that we store gigabytes of data. Instead, they're a trucking company. A trucking company. Now, the performance, we can't argue with. I can't argue with the performance. Can I argue with the... who's the guy on the Detroit Tigers?
Miguel Cabrera.
Triple crown. I can't argue with his performance. I mean, he's a stud.
Yeah.
The guy's probably the greatest hitter in baseball today. I cannot argue with the performance that Old Dominion has delivered over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. Now, as we look at it from a valuation point of view, I see a PEG ratio of?
1.01.
1.01. It passes my performance test. It passes my value test. It's a stock hitting new highs in a market that's not, and it's one that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hitters in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today.
For more information about Christian Foster Care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I see a little bit of a theme here running through today's show, which I want to emphasize a little bit. The first quarter of the show, we talked about how badly a country has been mismanaged over the last decade. And really, the results have not been very, very good. The bottom line has been horrible for the economy of India. And just the hopes that they've got a new guy that's a little bit more pro-business, I suppose, has got the Indian markets just starting to really, really heat up here. And there's been some comparisons to they could have a Reagan-like boom. Whether you liked Reagan or not, you can't argue with the results. We did have a big economic expansion during that period of time going from Carter to Reagan. We talked about Union Pacific in Omaha, Nebraska, and just the terrific, terrific returns that that stock has delivered over the years. We talked about a little company in Thomasville, North Carolina, which, by the way, Stephen just reminded me, that's the number two ranked stock on the Best Stocks Now app right now.
A plus.
Yeah, I think there's only two A pluses right now in this weak market. I think the other one might be Sunoco Logistics or something like that. So great stocks. Huge returns over the years. And you got to say that it's the management of the companies. Now, we have a real exciting event coming up this weekend in San Diego. My top salesman here is Craig Munson. He's from DeKalb, Illinois,
yep,
and a dyed-in-the-wool Cub fan.
Unfortunately.
Yes, and the Cubs are coming to play San Diego this weekend, and we've got tickets. It's Gunderson Capital Management Night at the Padres. Now, let's just talk for a minute, because there's really an analogy here. Here's two organizations, the Cubs and the Padres, that have really, really struggled, that's to put it nicely, over the years to put a winning product on the field. Don't you have to look to the organizations?
Yeah, management.
And management. As we've watched the Padres here over the last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, we have the top draft choice almost every year. And yet, do we have any Bryce Harpers on our team?
Nope.
Do we have any Steven Strasburgs on our team?
Nope.
Some of these Jose Fernandez down in Miami? No. We got our top draft choices are either in prison.
Yep.
Which is the case of Matt Bush, and who else? The other guy that ended up in another one?
Donovan Tate.
Donovan Tate.
Can't stay healthy.
He got a $6 million signing bonus. How many innings has he played for the Padres?
Not one.
Yeah, I mean, so you have to look to management, and you have to look at the organization, and you have to look at what they've produced over the years. The Cubs, how long has it been since they've been to the World Series? What did Craig tell us?
100 years,
or something like that. And I said, Craig, I don't know if I can make it much longer. I don't think I can make it 103 years with my Padres. We have been to the World Series twice. And once we got swept by the Tigers, no, 4-1, 4-1 by the Tigers. And the second time we got just swept out of the park
by the Yankees.
By the Yankees, yeah. I mean, the Padres versus the Yankees, come on. That's David versus Goliath, only we left our slingshot at home. But when it comes to these great companies that have delivered the goods over the years, and, you know, I can probably put them into, like, 100 or less, the Continental Resources of the world with Harold Hamm, the Union Pacifics of the world, the Old Dominions of the world, and several others. So I'm going to start adding these trophies because I know who they are. When I wrote my book 2 years ago, I was just amazed. When I invented the app, I was just amazed at all of these great stocks that fly under the radar, the AutoZones of the world, and on and on and on, that have just delivered these big, big returns over the years, have gone unheralded, underneath the radar, kind of like the Tampa Bay Rays. You know, Madden doesn't get all the press. He's not the Yankees. He plays in a stadium that's got a field that looks horrible. But they're a contender every single year. Billy Beane in Oakland's a contender pretty much every single year with his sabermetrics and his money ball. And just like the baseball world, just like the basketball world, San Antonio's not a big market.
No, they're not.
Are they?
They have great management.
Look at, they're in the playoffs every single year. San Antonio, don't tell me that a small market team cannot compete against a large market team. When was the last time the New York Knickerbockers were in the final game of the playoffs, okay? So you don't have to have a Cisco. You don't have to have an IBM. You don't have to have a Microsoft. They may get the press and the headlines, and they may be the recognizable names out there and the franchises that everybody knows about, but look at the returns of the Old Dominions. Look at the returns of the Union Pacifics and all these various stocks that I feature here on the Best Stocks Now radio show on a daily basis. I mean, it really is a stark, stark contrast between winners and losers. Now, sometimes winners become losers. You know, hey, look, there was a time when Cisco was one of the winningest stocks and Chambers was one of the winningest CEOs out there. They can't stay at the top forever. But it's funny how Union Pacific and the Old Dominion have remained at or near at the top year after year after year. And, you know, we still have to follow them. We still have to look at them every day. We still have to look at their quarterly earnings reports. We still have to watch the stock charts. But as long as they're all-stars and as long as they're still cranking, those are the kind of stocks you want to have in your portfolio. I compare it to the All-Star game at the mid-season classic in baseball. Your portfolio probably should consist of about 25 stocks if you're doing a stock portfolio. It should be an All-Star team. You shouldn't have a bunch of has-beens on the team. You shouldn't have gold mining stocks right now. They're out of favor. They're not doing well. They're rebuilding that franchise right now. They're in the rebuilding phase, and they've got a long ways, kind of like the Lakers.
Yeah.
The Lakers, Steven happens to be a big Laker fan, and Kobe Bryant, probably one of the greatest players of all time, and they've got to rebuild that franchise, and I don't know. I mean, they don't have a coach right now. Kobe Bryant doesn't exactly have fresh legs anymore.
No.
And so, you know what? Stocks are the same way. There's stocks, companies out there right now that don't have a strong leader at the top. And they have an aging franchise with aging legs. And those aren't the kind of stocks that you want to own. You want to own the best. You want to own the best stocks now. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Of course, the app, Best Stocks Now. And we manage a lot of money for folks all across America. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.